I'm Kurt Anderson. This is Studio 360. The music critic Tim Page is a friend of mine in real life and on Facebook. A few weeks ago, he posted on Facebook about music that he never really wanted to hear again. Not bad music, great music that's just been played to death. And he really touched a nerve. Dozens and dozens of Facebook users posted comments. It seems a lot of us, maybe all of us, have a short list of good music, great music sometimes, that's been ruined by repetition. And Tim Page joins me now. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to see you again, Kurt.
So was there a particular piece of music that was the straw that broke the camel's back that inspired this post?
Well, I just was thinking of all these pieces. You know, they're perfectly good pieces. Nothing wrong with them at all. But I've heard them too much.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a guy in his late 50s, and I've been listening to, say, Sgt. Pepper since I was 13 or 14. And yeah, it's wonderful. It's a great album. I want everyone to hear Sgt. Pepper, but I don't need to hear it again. Also, I was a music critic for many years, and I remember, I would say by the fourth or fifth time I'd covered Madame Butterfly, I'd said pretty much everything I had to say about it. And then because it was part of the repertory, I, you know, had to cover it maybe another 25 or 30 times. And, you know, I'm just at a point where I just don't want to hear this either.
Do you have a sense that there's a number? Like, is it the 100th time? Is it the – how much is too much to have heard a given piece of music?
Well, I don't know exactly, because there are certain pieces I can listen to again and again and again and not get sick of. I mean, there's some rock recordings from the 60s, 70s, even beyond that, that I've been listening to for a long time. Oh, I don't know, the Astral Weeks or...
the Van Morrison record.
Yeah, the Van Morrison record.
If I ventured in the slipstream between the viaducts of your dream.
After the Gold Rush, I can listen to again and again. I can listen to some old Beatles recordings all the time. In my opinion, and I think nobody would be more surprised by this than my younger self, I like the early stuff better now than I like the later stuff. I'm much happier with Help or Rubber Soul or Revolver. But I was just thinking about just some records that don't really quite work. One that particularly bugs me, and again, I'm going to keep covering myself saying there's nothing wrong with it at all.
Not that there's anything wrong with
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Is Take Five. Anytime
Dave
you
Brubeck.
Hear... Yeah, Dave Brubeck. Anytime you hear a jazz record somewhere, it's going to be Take Five.
Yeah.
If it's not, you know, something else. Give me some Miles Davis.
As all these dozens and dozens of people were provoked to comment by your Facebook post, were you surprised by any of the suggestions that they had of don't play this anymore?
Well, one of the things that struck me was some of them didn't really understand what I was asking. Somebody wrote, oh, I never want to hear A Horse with No Name again. Well, I don't want to hear A Horse with No Name
in the first place.
You know Randy Newman's wonderful description of that. He says it's this song about these kids who think they've taken acid, which I always thought was pretty hilarious. But that wasn't really what I was after. I mean, that's fine. We could all name pieces
right.
We hate.
But that's not as interesting.
It's not as interesting.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
One that a lot of people mentioned was Carmina Burana. Now, for me, I don't want to hear Carmina Burana very often, but if I hear it once a year, I'm just fine, and I'm enjoying it enormously, and I actually get very much involved in the piece. I just don't want to hear it for another year once it's over.
Are there things that the pieces that you don't want to hear again, is there something they have in common, or just is it just a quirk of Tim Page?
Well, you know, I have this theory about allergies and affinities, which I want to turn into an essay at some point, about how we are naturally drawn to, say, certain people, drawn to certain works of art. Maybe we like those people better than they, quote unquote, deserve to be liked, or a film better than that. And then there are also things for which we don't really have much of a fondness for. Indeed, you could call it an allergy. There are works that I am entirely willing to grant are masterpieces that I just never want to hear, period. And there are pieces which I recognize have a certain amount of cheapness to them and perhaps even wildly obviousness to them. that I can listen to again and again. And I think we all are sort of like this.
Coming out of this experience, have you put together your definitive list of 57 pieces of music?
Not yet, but if somebody wants me to do it, they can contact me.
Excellent. Tim Page, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt.
And we'd like to know the piece of music you never need to hear again. Go to studio360.org to add your song to our Do Not playlist. Again, we're not talking about bad music, but good music that's just terminally overplayed. Classical, pop, jazz, country, whatever. Add your song and tell us your story at studio360.org.